have appreciated very much hearing about women in ages past, and now we come to women of our own conference. I praise God for our sisters' fellowship, that we can share with each other and be together in this way. And as I look over the audience, I am again deeply indebted to realize the marvelous grace of God and how he has led down through the years. I really appreciate what we've had this far. I remember being at the second conference that was held in the Maple Glen Meeting House at near Grantsville, Maryland. This was in 1912. And our family lived there at that time, so it was easy for me to attend. I was a young girl. And I remember yet how we appreciated that meeting to be together in this way. We didn't have a special sisters meeting, but we had conference and thought it was so worthwhile and so edifying. And then in 1913, the conference was held with the Pigeon River congregation near Pigeon, Michigan. I too was privileged to be at that conference. There were a number of us that went from Grantsville, from the Grantsville area. We went by train to Pigeon, Michigan. And this conference was very much appreciated too. Then in 1914, our family moved to Greenwood, Delaware. That was the beginning of the church there. And now there are about three or four churches from that. Then I was married in 1917. And in 1921, my husband was ordained to the ministry. And after that ordination, why, of course, conference seemed even more important, although we did attend several times in between there. But to a certain extent, we realized the help that a young minister could get by attending conference and sharing, learning with those seasoned ministers that had been in the work before us. So this was a tremendous blessing to a young minister, and I think that's still true today. I believe our young ministers just appreciate coming to our conferences. And my husband would usually like to go. It would be a meeting that he would look forward to. And during his active years in the ministry, he missed very few conferences that he didn't attend. Then I would often go along if the way seemed open for me to go, and so did a number of other ministers' wives. So there were not very many of us, but we would go along when we could. And during these times, the ministers would have their ministers' meeting after they were assembled. Plans weren't all formulated and made before they got together, but they'd have their ministers' meeting. And then those women of us that would want to attend conference, we would usually go with our husbands. It wasn't quite like it is now when women don't want to go, and the men do, they can just take the cars and come later. But at that time, we used to go with our husbands to the fellowship. Then, when they'd have their special ministers' meeting, this kind of left us women not just knowing right how we should spend our time. Sometimes they'd meet for half a day, and sometimes it was a full day with a public session in the evening. And, of course, this kind of wasn't what we sisters would appreciate. I do remember that we had several short periods of intercessory prayer for the work of conference and for the work of the ministry, but this wasn't always so suitable to find a place to be that we could be together in that way. But I do remember, and I checked with a few of our older ladies, and they remember, too, that we did have some short periods of prayer when it was suitable. But as the years passed by, we felt that if we could spend our time, instead of just kind of being around, if we could spend our time in intercessory prayer for our husbands, for the work of conference, it would be so much better and so much more satisfying. I feel safe in saying that we women did have a deep interest in the work of our home churches and in the work of conference and the unwanted problems that seemed to appear at times. And as our interest deepened, I do believe that our desire and our aim kind of leaked out to our husbands, that they became more aware of what we might be doing or how we might be spending our time in a more profitable way. I think I remember this so well. The women of our conference, our hearts were knit together in love as we shared with each other. Many more dear ones were added. Each year there were ordinations. Many young ministers would attend conference, and many ministers' wives. I think more ministers' wives would come along, not all the ministers' wives. Didn't look like it does this morning. But seemed like the interest deepened, and when our husbands, the ministers, realized, I think too they felt that we could spend our time in a more profitable way. But our hearts were knit together in love, and we shared and had many blessed times together. My mind went back to a few of our older brethren who were really seemed to be pioneers in our conference work. I think of Brother Saul Schwartzentruber and Brother M.S. there and Brother Elmer Schwartzentruber and some of those that were such standbys, and their women would often come and really meant much to me, have been a great help in my life. Mrs. Ed Albright and Mrs. And I could name many more later ones that started coming then, but in those early years, there weren't so many. Then in 1947, we did have our first sisters meeting. That's 29 years ago. The executive committee, the brethren that were in the executive committee that year was Brother Sam T.H., Brother Elmer Schwartzentruber, and my brother Nevin Bender. They composed the executive committee. So they helped us to get started in our sisters' fellowship. They helped to arrange the program, and suggested the subjects, and even made some assignments. Then we sisters, or we women, we carried our folding chairs out under the clear blue sky and under the beautiful shade trees near Alden, New York. And there we had our first sisters' meeting. The Lord seemed so near. We sensed his presence, and that made it so meaningful and so rewarding. We felt this would be a much better way to spend our time together in that way than just to kind of linger around. I wonder how many sisters are here that were in that first meeting in 1947. Would you please stand? See how many there are. And I think you can look around to... kind of a small group to what we have today. Thank you. Well, we're very glad for those that are here. There are a few dear sisters that are still living that are not with us here, but no doubt their thoughts and prayers are with us. We exchanged some letters to see how our memories blended, and we are glad for those that are here. Now, if any of you feel like adding any or saying anything, any thoughts to give, or have any corrections to make, I'd be very glad to have you do that now. Any of you feel like saying some of your memories back there, we'll give you time at this time. Well, that's coming. Yeah. Yes, I think too. I thought there might be some corrections that maybe others could remember something or say something that I failed to do. But I think I will share this first program with you. While this is what is recorded in the 1947 report. While the ministers were having their meeting on the first day, the ministers' wives also had a meeting. The program was planned primarily for ministers' wives, but a welcome was extended to any sister who cared to attend. Uh, The forenoon was largely devoted to a period of prayer in behalf of the ministers and conference work. The afternoon devotions were led by Adela Moss. The following subjects were discussed: the need of a deep devotional life, Fanny Byler; the woman's fear in the home, Mary Schwarzentruber. This was Mrs. Elmer Schwarzentruber. Filling her place in the church, Mrs. Emmanuel Peachy. Meeting needs in the world by the sewing circle. This was by Della Miller. Then open discussion followed each topic. The meeting proved to be inspirational, and it was decided by vote of the sisters present to have a similar meeting each year, DV, the Lord willing, by the sisters present, and that we have a similar meeting next year. It was moved and carried by the ministerial body that we approve that our sisters have another meeting and that the executive committee take care of the plans. We read that in 1948, Ephesians 4 was read. This is just a thought that was given. Then a blessed, heart-searching season of prayer fellowship was enjoyed by all who are present in those who were present in those early years. We have a concern that a prayer period in behalf of the sisters should be continued. I think that's very important. Prayer can accomplish so much. And what better way can we spend our time in prayer interceding for the work of conference and for the ministering husbands? I want to close with the words in Psalms 48:14. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even until death. May the Lord bless.